Good evening. You're tuned to 90.7 FM KSER Everett. I'm Bruce Worth, General Manager here at KSER, and your host for the next hour. As you listen to the radio, the first question you're probably going to ask yourself is, wait a minute, what happened to Bioneers? Or, I was just listening to Democracy Now, and what is this? Well, we are taking some time this evening to talk specifically to Democracy Now! Listeners and listeners to public affairs programming here on KSER about what you most want out of your community radio station. Bioneers and Listen Up Northwest will be back next week at its usual time, and Uncle Pat will be here at 7 o'clock for a good time. So don't fret about that, but we would like to take... hear from you right now. Phone calls at 425-303-9070, 425-303-9070. We're waiting to hear from you this hour. We're taking phone calls asking you, what vision do you have for your community radio station? I'll give that phone number out several times throughout the program. You can also make a contribution online at kser.org. Make a comment there on our website, and if you just click on KSER Vision Quest, you'll see Add Comment down at the bottom, and you can contribute your comments to this discussion. We'll be checking the website throughout the program, and if that's the best way for you to communicate with us. Either way, we'd like to hear from you about your vision for KSER as your community radio station. 425-303-9070 is the phone number. And with me in the studio is KSER's president of the Board of Board of Directors Foundation. How did I say that? President of the KSER Foundation Board
That's
of Directors.
It.
Yes.
That's it.
It's a long introduction.
That's just too long.
Karen Crowley, thanks for being here.
Hi, Bruce. It's great to be here for this third in a series.
Of four.
Of four.
Of three live and one large
yes.
In-person meeting not on there.
Yes, absolutely. The contribution we really are looking for tonight is ideas, innovative thinking, input from folks out there who are listening to us. And let me tell you a little bit about what we're actually doing for folks right now. We have been working for the last year and a half. The KSER Board of Directors Foundation has been working for the last year and a half on something that is incredibly exciting, and it's those delightful words, strategic planning.
Yay.
I know. Everyone is applauding
cheers,
right
can hear
here.
The cheers
you can
in the background.
Applaud. Everyone in the studio here should be applauding right yeah. now. We actually do have folks in the studio. We're going to introduce them in just a second. Strategic planning for any organization is critical. And while it may sound like one of those terms that is a little bit scary and maybe a little bit unexciting, it's actually incredibly exciting if you think about it from the standpoint that what we're really doing is creating our own future. And we're building a plan to create our future. So I'm going to take a couple of minutes and let folks
Sure.
know out there what we've been doing and the process that we've been following. We've had a very interactive Mm-hmm. And involved process that has included certainly all of our members of our board of directors. We have reached out to listeners and members starting a year and a half ago. We reached out to members and we asked them for their thoughts around how we're doing as a station, what they appreciate about the station, and we really began to ask them to think about what they might want to see. We then began a really intense conversation around our mission as a station and the values. What is it how do we define the way we will work with each other and work with the community? What do we value? And then how does that value play out in the plans that we make for who we are and what we'll be? And in that conversation, we had many meetings here at the station. We invited members and volunteers to come to the station. We had a lot of conversation. We, for all of you out there who've done dot voting, we had dots and voting and...
They were
and
pretty dots. And everybody had some dots, and we picked values.
It was great. It was multicolored and flip charts, but that's the way you do it. You really
yeah.
want to include everybody's thinking.
Right.
And that mission and those values are posted up on the website. We like to think of them as works in progress always, but they are the working documents that are guiding our thinking and planning going forward. So this is, I like to think about tonight and these vision quests as the end of one part of that journey and the beginning of the next step, a really very exciting step in the journey. So the culmination of that journey is now this conversation about vision.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mission. We know what we value. And we're going to talk about that a little bit throughout
mm-hmm.
the next hour. But the culmination of that then is, so now, what's our vision for the future? Who should we be? Who can we be? and how can the community help us get there?
Okay, so and that's what we're looking for today is we want to hear your perspectives on a vision for KSER going forward in the next decade. What should we be doing? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay, here's a good question. Why do we need to do that? Why do we need to do anything different than we're doing already right now? Why don't we just do exactly what we're doing, and why do we need listener input?
Well, some of you out there may say, do exactly what you're doing. That's entirely possible. In our research and information that we've gathered as part of our strategic planning process, we have been looking at the growth in the community, the change in the community. Snohomish County is changing pretty significantly. KSER has been around for 19 years. Mm-hmm. We've been in this location in Everett for 5 years. But over the 19 years, those of you out there that are listening know that our county, our listeners, our listenership has really changed. We're a county now approaching 700,000 people. We've seen an exciting growing diversity. We've seen incoming industries. We've seen a lot of work of balancing agriculture with non-agricultural communities. We are a very different community than we were 19 years ago when KSER began. And so if we're not always looking forward and asking the question, what's next, we can't be serving our community well. And our mandate, actually, Bruce, you should talk a little bit about
sure.
what the FCC says our mandate is as a community radio station. Talk
right.
about
well,
that.
Every day I get up and think about the work that I have to do during the day. And our work is described as providing an educational, non-commercial radio service to listeners in Everett and the surrounding communities. That's what our FCC license is. We're in the educational band, and we all think of that as public radio. What that means is we're non-commercial, and we rely upon listener contributions to keep us going, and that means we rely upon the fact that the service we contribute, we make, we deliver to you in this community is valuable. And so we're taking a moment to reflect and hear from you whether it's valuable, whether it could be more valuable, what else you could offer, what your suggestions might be in terms of vision for KSER, how we could better serve the community. The phone number is 425-303-9070, 425-303-9070. And Karen, that's, you know, you asked what are we doing here? That's what we're doing here.
That is exactly what we're doing here. And we actually have some friends with us in the studio. Mm-hmm. So we're both having a conversation in the studio and inviting that conversation to include you who are listening, call us on the phone, or go to the web and tell us what you think. But we want this to be a very interactive conversation. So I'd like to start by just having the folks that are in the studio with us tonight introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about what their association is with KSER, and we'll go from there. So we'll start.
My name is Kina Konobori-Kawa, and I am a community activist. I've been a listener and a member of KSER for about 6 or 7 years, and I get involved with the strategic planning to look at issues for the underrepresented population in Snohomish County.
And I am Dave Ramstad, a 10-year listener, 5-year volunteer, coming in every day and trying to keep this ship afloat and steaming ahead. For me, I'm extremely thankful for the opportunity to work in public radio right here in my hometown. And I look at this as a golden opportunity, and there are no burdens, it's all joy. So my word to everybody listening is that if you find extra time to come in and help at KSER, we'll welcome you and find a place to put you to work. This is a mission, not a job. So that's me.
Thanks for joining us tonight, Dave.
Thank you,
Dave. We appreciate that.
Hi, I'm Leilani LaMarca, and I've been a volunteer and member of KSER for about 5 years. I host the Passport Radio Show program every Friday night at 7 p.m., and I just wanted to give a quick shout-out, too, in the
studio,
we have Sandy Thompson, board member, copiously taking notes.
Yes, thanks,
and
Sandy.
Also Wandering Joel. He is on the phones, ready to take your phone calls at 425-303-9070. And also, as an not really an aside, but I'd like to say happy birthday to KSER. Because
it
was 18 years ago, I think, in February this month that mm-hmm. we first broadcast. So
right.
we've been in the community for 18 years now. And we'd like to hear everybody's input on how we can forge through our next 18 years.
That's right. And in fact, our fifth anniversary this week is fifth anniversary being in Everett, properly, before the studios were located in Linwood. Okay, so that's who's here, and we're convening a discussion, and we're waiting to hear from you. Join the discussion at 425-303-9070. And Karen, what are you looking for? What kind of things do you want people
to
offer?
Thank you. we're going to start off by asking you to just do some imagining. This really is designed to be a creative, co-creative endeavor here that we're working on. So I want to ask you to imagine a radio station. No preconceptions, no existing radio station, but imagine a radio station that's serving you, and I'm talking to you personally, serving you and your community. Take away any preconceptions and say, what would that station be like? What would it sound like? How would it serve you? What kind of programming would you be hearing? Imagine is open up your thinking to as far as you can take it and say, you know, for me, here's what I would like to hear. Maybe I'm hearing it now and I like it and I want to call and tell you that. Keep it up because it's pretty good stuff. Or I'm missing this. I have an idea. I think I'd like to hear this voice in this way or this topic or this subject, and I'm just not hearing it now. Talk to me about that. So we really are asking you to imagine. And I know some of our folks here in the studio have a little bit of thinking about that. And so we're going to put a little bit of them on the spot. But say if we were to ask any of you sitting here that question of just imagine, how would you answer it? How would you answer it?
My suggestion, my dream would be that KSER becomes even more intimately involved with this rich and growing community. That's our mandate, and I would like to see additional volunteer manpower brought in, encouraged to be out on the street at Everett events, reporting, recording, being on the street talking to the people of Everett. In all the communities of Snohomish County and all the people that we serve. That, to me, would be the intimate view I see of KSCR and as a public, independent community radio station as being out on the street.
Thanks. Great. Did you want to contribute something, Lonnie, about your idea of what a vision, how KSCR would
sure.
be serving the community?
Well,
or this
was,
radio station, this hypothetical
radio
station.
Yeah, I was sort of thinking about this and just how I kind of go about my day and my week. And, you know, people are really busy. I'm really busy with work and family and just everything else. So I think I'd like to, you know, we've done some great work with the website, I think. But I think of websites as a place to go for a lot of information these days. I just want like this sort of, I want to be able to go to the website and I want to be able to see what's going on around town. I want to be able to see what's going on with the government, the local government, and just so I think maybe if we could utilize the website and draw more people into the website and using the website and see how the website can be, and even more interactive with the public. Maybe the community can post things, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, so.
That's great. That's great. You know, and that is really important. So thank you. So that's a really concrete suggestion of the kind of stuff, the service that we could be providing. We actually took some phone calls as well throughout. We've done two of these already, so I should just let you know in case you didn't know about that. We've been announcing it for the last couple weeks. This past Saturday, we had a call-in program at 2:00 in the afternoon and took phone calls. And this Monday, we took phone calls at 2:00 as well. We've also been accepting comments on our website and received a few of those. And I could read a few of those and then maybe stimulate a little bit of conversation. Or did you have more to say, Karen?
I think let's start
okay,
there.
Yeah.
I always have more to say.
Okay,
but go ahead.
We're waiting for other people, so we're going to give them the first shot. So 425-303-9070. That's the phone number. 425-303-9070. So here's a comment that came in last week. I've been listener since the Jack Straw days, which is the station that preceded KSCR, and a volunteer from time to time. Overall, I love the station, but I find I'm listening less and less as the talk seems to go on forever. I'm seeing more and more of what I came for the station, the music programming, shrink, and hours of nonstop talking take its place. Break it up, spread it out, get the music back, and drive time. I find I use CDs more and more at these times as I can only take so much talk. Okay, so less talk, more music. That's one comment from the website. What's your comment? What would you like to hear on KSCR? How would you envision KSCR serving your community? 425-303-9070. And Joel, we took some phone calls earlier this weekend. Can we hear from Vance in Everett? Let me ask you the question then. What do you see KSCR doing? How could we best serve you? What should we be doing?
I think KSCR should be a music station, you know, with you know, because I like rock and roll. You know, I like a good variety. You know, I like a little bit of the local news. You know, that I don't. I notice you don't have a lot of you don't have a local news broadcast on, I don't think.
Well, and of course, we do actually have a local broadcast on. But that was Vance offering his perspective on Saturday. And maybe we'd like to hear from Bertrand. I believe he also called up during the show. I think he's the fellow from Port Townsend. I think that's...
I just moved here from Seattle, and there's a really good station in Seattle we listen to, not to compare. I feel that a radio station, first and foremost, should entertain. And you guys do a great time, job of that. We really like the Sunday night lineup. But I think there could be a little more variety, especially with offering new flavors, newer music. Some of the programming doesn't always offer that. So that's one thing I think would help. Kind of reach out, and then I also think that reaching out in the community, and like you said, it is it will put a strain on your resources, but maybe a couple bigger events, bringing people in, if there's an event, an all-day event or whatnot, and try to get other people in the community involved, do a concert in the summer, or a movie series during the week, something just to draw people in. I think that would be really, really beneficial.
Okay, so that was a caller who called up this weekend sharing their perspective about the vision for KSER, things that we should be doing. We'd like to hear from you now. If you'd like to call us up, 425-303-9070 is the phone number, 425-303-9070. You can also contribute online, make a comment online at kser.org. Just click right at the top on Vision Quest and make a comment. You can send an email to board@kser.org, B-O-A-R-D at kser.org. And I'm checking email throughout the program, and we'll see if you have a comment. You can contribute that way. Probably the easiest, though, is just to pick up the phone, 425-303-9070.
You know, I want to piggyback a little bit on what Leilani said earlier. Leilani, you were talking about the website. And one of the things that's really happened and is continuing to evolve right now is this connection, this growing media connection. So that if you are a radio station, it's an interesting thing to think about what it means to be a radio station in the year 2009, when there are many options. And when we are all so interconnected in other ways as well. And so how do you integrate voice over the radio, and how do you integrate that with what's happening on your web, mm-hmm. and what information or additional value a website can bring?
Mm-hmm.
How do you bring people together in a live way and then integrate that as well? There's a lot of conversation going on in the community radio community, mm-hmm. about that issue.
How we put it all together, because people are using media in a very different way. iPods, iPhones, streaming audio over your cell phone, streaming audio over the web. So we're in a different media environment than 18 years ago, when community radio was the only way to get the stuff that we deliver right now. But we might have a caller on the phone. I think Joe's still queuing that person up. But so we'll be taking your calls, too, at 425-303-9070. If you do want to contribute to the conversation, that's one of the ways you can contribute. You can contribute online at kser.org. Give us a call, though. We'd love to hear from you. And that Karen, that is an issue that we grapple with all the time. We've got the resources, the business model that evolved to support public radio.
Yes.
It's a business model, but we don't often think of it as a business model. It's a non-commercial, donation-supported, member-supported radio station, community radio station. Most of the people here are volunteers. You have a small staff to manage them.
Mm-hmm.
That evolved at a time when making a phone call to make a donation was the only way you could contribute to a station, or by sending something in the mail. The only way we could communicate with one another in a mass phenomenon,
yes.
was actually over the radio waves or the TV. And now we have this internet. thing, which I've heard is pretty important.
Yeah, some people kind of like it.
Some people like it. So how does that affect us? And the resources that we have developed and the method that we gain those resources have been focused just on doing what we do, which is radio. Well, mm-hmm. How do we take that same pool of resources and now do two things? That's the question that I ask every day. Okay, we want to do this other stuff? That's a really good idea. With whose money? Right? So that's that part of the question about what service we provide is how we can evolve the way to support that service and take it in the new directions that people are asking us to take it. Well, let's hear from Linda on Whidbey Island who does have some feedback for us. Linda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you. You're live here on KSER. Thanks for calling up. What's your comment?
Well, we have a new community radio station on Whidbey Island. Mm-hmm. I think it's K Whidbey Arts or something like that. Anyway, I think it would be nice if you could have a relationship with them. And they're hoping to get a lot of us here broadcasting, and then we wouldn't have to be going over to Everett. And mm-hmm. But we could enjoy both programs, both stations.
Well, you know, as luck would have it, Linda, we in fact do have a big budding relationship with them. I've talked with William, their executive director. He came here probably midway through last year, and I donated some equipment to him. And at that point, he was still looking for volunteers to get the station going. I believe the station is located
Coopville,
right. And so it just reaches the area in and around Coopville. So we would love to partner with William and the rest of the folks at that radio station. I'm sorry, I don't have the call letters at the tip of my memory either. But that's a perfect example of a kind of partnership that KSER could and should support. And I'll tell you that that's a very important vision for us. And, of course, you may have heard that we've applied for a radio frequency of our own on Whidbey Island to put up a full-power community radio station on Whidbey Island itself.
Oh, I hadn't heard that, no.
Yeah, we've applied to the FCC, and we believe we will get the app get the permit to build a radio station there. It will take quite a bit of work and quite a bit of money, but it will serve the entire island, actually all of Island County. And I think that's important. It's important to mention that doesn't exclude the local LPFM station out there in Coopville from participating. There's no reason community or public radio needs to compete with one another. You might have a very small pool of volunteers on Whidbey Island compared to the pool of volunteers we might have here in Snohomish County. Why don't the volunteers that you can get together in your community contribute some programming, and then we help schedule that and put it on the airwaves, and then the combination of the two, we create some local programming for Whidbey Island and then create the resources that that local station can have to broadcast on a regular basis. So it's a great suggestion. And if you'd like to send me some email, you can send some email at board@kser.org, and I'm happy to let you know a little bit more about that.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Okay.
I'd be interested.
Thank you for a phone call. We have another caller, but I'm going to check
you're
in
welcome.
With. Thank
Bye.
You, Linda. Another caller out in Snohomish. We're going to get to him in just a second. Karen, you had a question?
I want a comment. First of all, maybe just a little bit of debriefing. You said LPFM. Now, some of us know what LPFM means, and I'll bet you folks out there heard that and said, what the heck was that alphabet soup?
LPFM is provided by the FCC to do something called, it's LPFM means low power.
Just give me the thumbnail.
Okay.
I just need the short.
LPFM stands for low power FM, and that is a new class of radio stations that community activists and community radio activists, including myself and other community radio supporters, really supported as an idea to give small communities or areas that are not served by other radio stations a radio station of their own. And the idea is that they're allowed to have a relatively low level of power and a relatively low altitude antenna, so it could fill in mostly a neighborhood or maybe a small city. The big broadcasters, they don't want to be affected by that signal. So if you keep the signal relatively small so it doesn't bump into their frequency, you can still serve a local community that for instance, Whidbey Island, is otherwise largely unserved except by us or some other radio station. So that's what an LPFM station is. And I've talked with William Bell out there before, and I'm anxious to keep talking with him and others. There's a new LPFM station in Sequim, and there's a new LPFM station in Port Townsend. And as I mentioned to Linda, we ought to be in a partnership.
Absolutely.
We're in the same game, which is serving local communities. So that would be an example of a vision that I hold, and I think that other listeners I'm hearing they hold.
And we're capturing that idea of partnership. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more in this hour, too. So we have another caller.
Let's talk to Reginald in Snohomish. Thanks for calling up, Reginald. What's your comment?
Well, I think that it's really important for us to capture where we are in terms of ways for people to listen to your radio station. You know, I made a comment about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, that I didn't like the website anymore. But that's because the last time I'd seen it was like about a year ago. And I had some difficulties and some logistics and listening to your radio show. I listen to most of the radio through the Internet. Mm-hmm. But I must say that I stand corrected. The website is absolutely fantastic now.
Well, thank you.
And I think that there could be more in the way of diverse methods of interacting with the population, the local population here, mm-hmm. by utilizing some of those technologies to do things like take polls. I like the blogs idea, but to have more interactive mm-hmm. type, maybe chats and things of that nature around particular shows. And this is important for the youth in our community. That's another thing. I don't hear the voice of the youth on this radio station.
Great radio station.
But I don't hear the young people. I don't hear the young people from the high schools and from the college level, you know, and they're the ones that I think are mainly mobilized in terms of active participation in the community, and that's evident by the last election. And I want to say one more thing, too. Mm-hmm. I don't hear diverse voices, I mean literally in their languages. Like I rarely hear the Latino or the Spanish speaking voice on this radio station. I seldom hear programs that are maybe focused on the African American voice and contribution mm-hmm. of this community that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're at it, what I don't hear either is the faith-based voice mm-hmm. of our community. People want to believe in something. They want to be passionate about something. I think people of different cultures, diverse cultures, need to be heard on this radio station. And I know there's a very good interfaith organization that could perhaps work to coordinate that and get that voice on the radio. I'm not necessarily saying have a camp meeting type time, but at least see what people are talking about in their faith-based community so that that passion can spill over into the community and then begin to mobilize it in areas, whether it's politics or community revitalization or just involvement of those voices that don't typically get involved and are typically disenfranchised.
Man, that's great feedback, and I Kinoko doesn't have her headphones on, but I know she would welcome that. Let me just reiterate a little bit. The folks here in the studio audience, they don't have we'd have to get them all headphones. We don't have enough headphones for everybody, so they didn't get to hear the majority of your comments, although we'll have them posted on the website, which is a good suggestion. We will have your comments and the audio from this program posted on the website. But to recap, you said you made three really strong points. One, that we should be using the web in a more interactive way, and reaching out to youth, thinking about alternatives, ways of using other ways of connecting with people,
digital,
website, chat rooms, things like that, more interactive stuff. And then also raised the point of really needing to hear more youth on the air. Where are they? How come we're not hearing them and not serving them? And then really, where's the diversity of voices? That's really critical, that we're not hearing any Spanish language programming. We're not hearing any programming for African-American population here in Snohomish County. You're not hearing those voices and those perspectives. And Reginald also mentioned the faith-based community and that we should be including everybody in the discussion and the conversation. Those are all great points. I will just mention, Reginald, we actually do have one show that's produced by Mary Ellen Wood from the Interfaith Council here in Snohomish County. She produces a show once a month here on KSCR called Community Life, and it's on Monday nights at 6 o'clock or 6:30.
That's a very good show. I listen to it. Mary Ellen does a great job on that.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that we need to have...
Just needs to be more.
Duplicate instances of Mary Ellen.
Right. I agree with you. Well, you know, those. I really appreciate your feedback, Reginald. I hope you are enjoying listening to this program. I hope you can give us more feedback and get involved, you can always email us at board@kser.org. I'd love to continue that conversation. We have another caller who's calling up, but please stay engaged, okay?
Okay,
thank
good.
You so much,
thank
Reginald.
You for your thoughts. That was great feedback from Reginald there in Snohomish County. We've
terrific
got
ideas.
Fred and Everett calling. Fred, you've got some feedback for us? Let's see. Okay, we'll just wait just a second while we get Fred queued up. It's hard to go from one phone caller to the next. So, but that was really good feedback from Reginald. It's interesting because you were nodding your head. I was nodding my head.
Yes.
This is stuff that came up in all of our strategic planning work is here we are. When you asked that question earlier, Karen, about what is the role, what's the license of KSDR? What is our role? Public radio was created to fill in the gaps where commercial media jumps in and to serve a population. There's other people that are left out because there's
yes.
no financial incentive to
yes.
to cover them, to serve them. And public radio was created precisely to go in and fill that gap and make sure that everybody in a democracy had a chance to be heard and had their issues explored in a broadcast medium. And so when Reginald brings that up, that's a question that we grappled with as well in our strategic plan. And I think we talk a little bit more about that. I think we should give Fred a chance to comment.
Now let's get Fred in the conversation.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I certainly can.
Okay, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. What's your comment?
Well, three observations. First, and all of them relate to something I love about y'all. Well, first, I'm a local pastor, so I'm religious-based. The first item is your music has been unbelievably varied. It's always a pleasure to turn the radio on and not know whether there's going to be country music or jazz or international music, or even often I've heard some kind of faith-based music as well. So I think it's been wonderful to do that. The second thing is it's good to hear you guys talk about a vision right now. That's something that's important for all of us, and it's important to include us in, and we appreciate that. The third point is this, something that you guys used to do, I think, you guys mm-hmm. used to have you guys used to sponsor local musical artists at the Flying Pig. Am I right?
Yes, yes, we still do concerts, but we don't do as much at the Flying Pig. That's right. We do them at Zippy's and Red Umbrella, and we're doing a concert series putting on ourselves at the PUD Auditorium. And we were doing a little bit with Wired and Unplugged when they had concerts there. We did the Puget Sounds. I think maybe that's what you're talking. We used to do a series of programs with Puget Sounds production, and last year we did those at Wired and Unplugged.
Well, I'm wondering, where do we find the occasions? Mm-hmm. Where do we find those occasions? But second of all, I'm kind of wondering, does that not represent an opportunity to develop funding through that introduction of local talent? Is there that possibility there?
Well, I think maybe there are two questions in there, and I will. The first one I hear is, shouldn't we be involved in some degrees as a cultural convener? Right,
mm-hmm.
Bringing cultural creative activity to the community, being a curator in a sense for concerts and events and artistic expression, mm-hmm. and I think the answer is absolutely. That's certainly a vision that we've discussed in our strategic plan, and hearing that from you, I think is reinforcing
it's
in
very
us a sense.
It's affirming.
But then the second question I think the second idea you had in there was: is it a revenue model?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we need to explore in the strategic planning process. Typically, concert promotions is a very dicey business, and a nonprofit organizations, especially, and that's that question probably I addressed a little bit earlier, where we want to be more on the web. Well, the business model we've got now has evolved to make a radio station, evolving that totally new business model to be online, or evolving a different business model to support concerts. It's kind of like taking the Boeing company and asking them to make cars now.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a really good thing. Maybe Boeing should be making trains, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole other project that probably needs to be explored in greater detail and with partnerships, because we might not have the capacity or even the knowledge base to do it. But I think the principle is very sound, and so there might be different ways of achieving that, and partnership could be one of them, as opposed to taking it on ourselves.
Yes,
Karen, you had a question for Fred.
Well, Fred, it's just Karen. I want to tell you that I appreciate the question, and actually the vision behind the question, because one of the things that I believe in is that if we are doing our work well, if we're putting the right voices on in the right way, in the right mix at the right time, and reaching out into the community, it all works together. The resources will then come in concert with that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a great believer. Here you have sitting at the table, it's interesting because you have a general manager whose day-to-day job is to keep this station on the air, and then you have volunteer boards of directors whose job is to say, no, be bigger, be better, do more, we'll find it, we'll make it happen. So it's a constant, we have this constant really interesting tension and balance, but that's what makes us grow smart. And this whole conversation is about growing smart in the mm-hmm. right way. So I'm sitting over here saying, yes, Fred, we can raise that money. And Fred, I want you to come down and talk to us about how you want to help us run those concerts and promote them.
But also, I want to say thank you for your feedback as well. And it's great to know that, you know, just as Reginald mentioned, that we should be connecting with the faith-based community and making sure that all the players in the community are part of the dialogue. It's great that you called up to be part of that dialogue, so I appreciate
that.
Terrific.
Yeah. Well, thank you, too, Bruce. Thank you, Bruce, and thank you, Karen.
Yeah, well, stay in touch. board@kser.org. Send us an email, and we'd love to talk more.
Keep listening.
Yeah, we've got another caller on the line. We'll get to that person in just a few moments. Fritz in Marysville is just about up. So that was great. Two callers right there in a row, Reginald and Fred, talking a little bit about the faith-based community, talking about inclusion, bringing in a lot of different voices. And I love Fred's idea of more content and events in the community. Does become a resource issue for me when I look at the dollars each day, what do we get to do? But I think it's something that we look and investigate in our strategic plan and figure out how we can accomplish it. And partnership might be the best way.
The plan is about the how.
Yeah,
so thanks for the vision.
And that's what we're looking for, and we're looking for a vision right now from Fritz in Marysville. You've got something to share with us. What's that?
Yeah, hi. I spurred the call in because you were talking about trying to reach out to the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of really great independent rock and roll music that is not on the internet, it's on the internet rather, but it's really not on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there and it's easy to compile, and the people who are making this music are excited. You know, what you've still got over the internet and over other media is that the internet or the radio is kind of magical. You turn it on and you hear a voice, and it's just the voice, and there's no other distractions. You know, so there's a great way that it has this special magic, which it will always have, you know, 100 years from now, even. Phones, we'll still have phones of some kind, we'll still have the radio, because it simplifies. And if you can... So I think that in that way, it'll be exciting for people to be on the radio. Like, it's exciting for new music to be discovered on the radio. It's exciting for a popular band that is all over the internet and has thousands of friends on MySpace. It's exciting for them to be on the radio. I know that many of my friends who are in bands, if they ever get a plug on the radio, they let people know.
Mm-hmm.
They copy that clip, and you guys are already feeding this stuff onto your website, but they'll take that and they'll spread it around.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, eventually sometimes people will listen to the radio in other countries and stuff like that. And that's where I feel like your website, you're doing what you need to do with it already. You don't need to pour a lot of energy into that. I don't think that websites are destinations for people today. I think, you know, there's email, there's Facebook, MySpace. That's where people are spending most of their time online, and then and Google.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the rest of the stuff, you know, people are only going to go to your website if they're referred to it by somebody else who saw something on there in particular
mm-hmm.
that has a particular interest to them. So as long as you have your local information there, that's fine. And I would focus your efforts on opening up slots for people to be on the radio. So my three ideas for that were, the first was to try to have music that's never played before on the radio, but that's rock and roll. So rock and roll will appeal to, you know, a lot of your older listeners, which I think is a big part of your base in terms of, like, financially, and also just like regular listeners, like my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, it'll call in, like, so it's rock, so people can understand it, older people can understand it and get into it. But younger people as well, is because you're playing rock music that doesn't play on the radio because it hasn't gotten big yet, or
mm-hmm.
It's a band that's only going to be together for 2 years. But nonetheless, in those 2 years, they're making great stuff and it's worth hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's one idea that could require, you know, a DJ or a specialist or somebody. But I know that person is out there in the community because these bands exist, you know, even in our area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. Number two is to have it's called Guest DJ.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 30-minute program. It's on a Friday or a Saturday night. It's kind of late. It's like mm-hmm. midnight, something like that. And people can send in a 30-minute CD or an audio file, 30 minutes, and you choose every every week through some process. It could be a listener process or your own curation. And then you pop up this CD, which has been created by one of your listeners. And it's like, it's a dance mix, essentially, of different, you know, and it could be all different kinds of style. It could be whatever you happen to choose that week and whatever your listeners send in. And I think you'd be surprised that the technology is really available for people to cut together and DJ stuff really easily. And I think this is something that could, you know, could get a lot of youth involvement.
That's great suggestion. That's great.
Yeah, and I forget the third one, and I don't want to go on too long.
You can send it by email or post it on our website. But that's great, and I'll just reiterate that for the audience here in the studio. Get more youth involved, and specifically looking at the internet and the way that that music is being distributed online, and maybe open up some more slots on the air for local music and new music that hasn't been heard elsewhere. Bands, give them a chance to be heard. And then also the possibility of having listeners or folks in the community send us a half-hour program, and we have a guest DJ program. So those are great suggestions.
This is all very exciting. Fritz, can I ask you a question? How long have you been listening to KSER?
Well, my parents listen a lot, and I visit them. I've moved on since I don't actually live in Washington, except for maybe 3 months a year. So for 3 months a year, I'm a listener. But yeah, I'm in New York the rest of the time.
Ah, okay, great. And can I ask how old you are?
Sure, I'm 27.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Really great suggestions, really interesting work. Fritz also said something that touched me, and he talked about the magic of the voice and the magic of that sound and radio. And I think what I heard him say, too, is that the website can provide content and support, but there's something very special and magic about what radio does in terms of its sound and its distribution. And Fritz said radio will never go away. Mm-hmm. So we love hearing that.
We believe so, too.
We absolutely believe
that. Yeah,
that's
great
true.
Stuff.
That's true.
Fritz, thank you for sharing that stuff. Feel free to connect with, if you have that last idea, connect with us online at kscr.org or send me an email, okay?
Great. And I just want to thank you guys. You're the most conscientious and interested group of radio programmers that I've heard from. And I deal with media. That's my field, is media, media people all the time. And I think you guys are really on the right track.
Great.
You know, your heart's in the right place, and I think you're going to put together a really wonderful station moving forward. I agree with what some of the earlier callers said about you've got a good variety of stuff.
Great.
Going as it is.
Thank you, Fritz. It's awesome to hear from you. Keep listening, and when you come back, keep listening, and best of luck to you in the media world. Keep up the good work on your end. We did get an email from Ruth Lowe, emailed in, and she said, I'd like it to be more like KPFK with great alternative talk all day. More shows, national and local alike. FSRN should be a daily inclusion. So she's talking about KPFK in Los Angeles, which is the Pacifica affiliate there.
Mm-hmm.
And we are a Pacifica affiliate. Pacifica stations, Pacifica distributes democracy now. FSRN is Free Speech Radio News, a program produced by reporters from within and without the Pacifica system. So she suggested that we bring that program in and maybe move Democracy Now to the 6 o'clock time slot. Those are the suggestions from Ruth Lowe, who wrote in with her ideas at board@kscr.org, and you can send in yours at that email address, board@kscr.org. You can call us up at 425-303-9070, 425-303-9070, or you can go to our website and post a comment there at kscr.org. Karen?
One of the questions that we've been having an interesting time discussing in these sessions is the idea of point of view. And really asking the question, should KSER have a specific point of view? And if so, what? Or if not, how? And this question has generated some really interesting discussion. So I want to toss it out now and just see if those of you listening have any specific input around this idea of is it, as a community station, should we in fact take a stand, come from a specific point of view, or what your thoughts are about that. Mm-hmm. We have had a lot of folks on different sides of that conversation, mm-hmm. and we'd really love to hear what you're thinking.
Sometimes simultaneously.
Yes.
So we are looking for your feedback, 425-303-9070. And if you've just joined us, I should remind you you're listening to 90.7 FM KSER. And what we're doing is we're having an hour-long live call-in program. We've got about 15 minutes left in the program, taking phone calls, asking you the question, what do you envision your community radio station being like? What would you see as KSER in the future? How would we be serving you? What are some of your ideas of what we could be doing that we aren't doing right now? Some ideas of what we should continue to do, that if you do like them now, or things we should stop doing because you don't like them. All those fair game. Share with us your thoughts about what you would like KSER to be doing to serve you and your community. 425-303-9070. And Dave, you had a comment?
I do. The question of point of view for our radio station, particularly our independent community radio station here at KSER, is a rich and provocative area. While selecting a specific point of view is attractive and would probably find many supporters, my sense is that you're falling into probably an area of ideology that may also alienate an equal number of others.
Mm-hmm.
The way I see it, an independent community radio station like KSER is many points of view, open sharing of ideas from the entire spectrum, and having the courage to go there and do that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, volunteers and members and listeners will hear things that are not in their backyard, but my sense of a community radio station is it shares all points of view to educate all the members of the community, because I've always believed that when people of all stripes sit down over a table and share a bagel and some coffee and talk about their families and their jobs and their fears and their joys, we tend to bond across all politics and religions and ideologies, and that's the way I see a station like KSER. Many points of view.
A community kitchen table.
Absolutely, kitchen table.
Okay, I like that, and everybody's welcome. Dave Ramstead, he's a volunteer and sitting in here on the meeting in person, which you can join if you happen to be on the roads. You've got about 10 more minutes to get here to KSER. We're having the meeting
true.
Is live
and
in person at 2623 Wetmore Avenue. You can send an email to board@kser.org. You can post a comment on our website at kser.org. That's on the website. And you can call us up, 425-303-9070, 425-303-9070. And I'm Bruce Worth, the general manager, host of this program. Karen Crowley is the KSER Foundation president of the board. Karen, you had one more comment?
Well, another thought of something I wanted to share. Again, we're talking about point of view, but I realized that at the beginning we talked about mission and we didn't share our mission. And I just wanted to take a moment to let folks know what is the current working mission for KSER Radio. And the mission as it currently stands is to advance the common good in our community through public radio and other services dedicated to arts, ideas, and civic engagement. And you might not have heard that before, so I wanted to share that. And interestingly enough, the some of the values that we've heard, too, support some of these discussions we've been having. We have a very specific two values I just want to mention, and I think we have another caller. One is local, that we will be local, and that our primary focus is in serving residents of Snohomish and Island counties, and we're accountable to those folks.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is this idea of being unique, and it sort of goes to point of view, that we search out programming that's not easily available elsewhere, and that represents the communities that we serve. And so we're going to look for voices that, in fact, are unique, regardless of point of view, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to share that those are written values for us that we're operating from right now.
That's great. So, Karen, thank you for keeping us up to date and on the page. And we do have a phone caller. You're listening to 90.7 KSER, and we're waiting for your phone calls at 425-303-9070. What's your vision for KSER? How could we be serving the community better? Should we have a point of view? And Yvonne, you have a point of view to offer. What do you have to say for us or to us?
Well, I listen to KSER all day.
Even
when I'm in Seattle, I listen to it when I'm streaming it on my computer at work. And the content, the music, all of it really makes it my primary news and information center, plus just the eclectic selection of music. And around the concept of your mission, and I appreciate that you just read it because it was really an opportunity to focus on what one area of my interest is, and that's local issues. I represent one of many neighborhoods in Everett, and we have groups of people who create interest, subjects of personal interest, of local interest, projects that they're interested in. We've had issues in the area of Everett around, for instance, registered sex offender, housing issues, or the Collins Building, just a variety of issues that are passionate for some groups of people. And I was wondering if it would be an appropriate forum for KSER to offer a dialogue, these open forums around topics that interested people could come to and voice their opinions, to accept call-in, and get that general feeling of what is the opinion of the populace around these topical issues.
Hmm. That's a great suggestion. What you're talking about is really a community forum, a live call-in or a way for people to engage in a dialogue about community issues.
I think that's exactly the way we find out what are the community's opinions, so that when we're trying to represent groups and create consensus, that we have heard from all different groups of people, all different ideas and interests, and so that we know that we're not just representing our own opinions, but rather that of the larger group. I think that might be a good mission of the radio.
Great. Yvonne, that is fabulous feedback. We've got actually two more phone callers, and we've only got about 7 minutes left. I want to thank you for that, because I think that's something that we're both nodding our head here. That's something
Absolutely.
That came up high on our list in the work that we've been doing. And I want to encourage you to stay in touch with us at board@kser.org or on the website. Post comments anytime. Stay engaged, because I think you've got some good vision there, and I'd love to keep you involved. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for your feedback. We've got Tracy in Marysville we're going to get to in just a moment. So just to recap what Yvonne had to say there, she really thought it was critical for us. She was essentially addressing what you just addressed, Dave, which was it's critical for us to maybe convene a discussion around really important issues that people are dealing with. She raised the issue of registered sex offenders or development or other issues affecting community right here in Everett, and wanting to have a conversation about that, a place to have a conversation about those issues. And I think that's certainly something that we feel really strongly about. Let's get to see if we can get to Tracy in Marysville, who's got a phone call comment to make. Tracy, are you there?
I am here.
Or is it Trace?
It's Trace.
Okay,
Trace.
Sorry, I just saw the E at the end and didn't see the end of the E at the end. Thanks for calling. What's your comment?
Well, I've been listening to you guys for about 8 months now, and I found your station almost by accident, and I can honestly say that I haven't listened to another radio station since. I've learned so much from all of the education that you folks have to offer, not only through the the talk programming, but through all the music that you guys play. I thank you guys. Just do a wonderful job.
Well, thank you, Trace. That's awesome feedback, and I'm glad you discovered us, and I'm glad you're enjoying what you're hearing. Do you have any thoughts about what we could be doing differently or more of? Or
well, a few minor changes, but I like the way that the Sunday programming was back in the springtime of last year, the way that the program lineup was. I thought it was really cool, and I wouldn't mind it if it went back that way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it, really. I mean, I'm glued to the station. I believe in you guys financially. I couldn't be happier.
Well, Trace, that's great feedback. Trace in Marysville with his feedback. And I think we have one other caller, so we'll take you off the air. Thanks for that, and stay in touch. You can contact us anytime, board@kser.org or online at kser.org. At our website, you can post a comment there. In about 5 minutes, we're going to have Uncle Pat stepping in and spinning the vinyl, I believe, one of the common features, frequent features that Pat features on his program A Good Time. And you can tell my mouth is just about run out of gas there.
Yeah. Four more minutes.
Four more minutes, I can do it. 425-303-9070 is the phone number that you call to contribute your comment. And Karen, you had a little something you wanted to
I did, just an interesting observation from Yvonne's call that she was talking about neighborhoods. In addition to this idea of bringing in voices, she was also talking about specific neighborhoods, which makes me think about the issue of partnership. Everett has a very robust Office of Neighborhoods. And so when you think about people and places we could partner with, the Office of Neighborhoods here in Everett is certainly one partner that we might be able to explore additional connections with in some way to get those voices into the mix. So, and this question of partnership is really an important one for us as we think through. And you listeners, too, please email us and say, what are the groups and places that you connect that you think, again, we could be partnering with to bring these voices to the table?
And how much money can they give us?
No, I did not say that. I talked about the voices.
You're the board member, and I'm the general manager. Bottom line. Okay, so, but thank you. That's a great point. And I think we've heard some really good feedback from listeners right now in this program. It's been very useful and very, very encouraging, because I think a lot of the ideas that have been surfaced, connecting with youth, making sure we represent a diverse range of voices in the community, including faith-based community, making sure that we're convening a dialogue, an ongoing dialogue about community issues, and giving people an opportunity to share that, making sure there's an opportunity for youth and new music to be heard on the airwaves. These are some of the things that were brought up today. I'm just kind of recapping some of the comments that we've received. And really good feedback. There's one more opportunity for you to share your feedback after this program's over in about 3 minutes. And
well,
that
is... Let's talk a little about that.
Yeah, the community forum we're having March 7th, Saturday, March 7th, from 9 a.m. to noon, at the Snohomish County building in...
Kiniko, tell us about that.
It will be in public meeting room number one at the Snohomish County Administration Building. It's the new building. The address is 3000 Rockefeller here in Everett.
Okay, so that's March 7th, 9 to noon. We're having a live... in-person community forum to discuss, to kind of cap this. We're going to take all the feedback we've received.
Yes.
We are posting the audio of this program on our website. We've posted the transcript of the first program and the first audio. First program, we'll post this show and last Monday's show.
Yes.
And you'll have a chance to review that, look at some of the comments, and come prepared or not. Just show up at the Snohomish County building and be prepared to share your ideas about a vision for KSER as we wrap this work up and begin the work on putting together our strategic plan.
Yes.
We've got 1 minute left.
So. We got Rob on the line.
Oh, let's get to Rob if he's ready.
Rob, you got something for us?
We got a minute.
You got a minute.
Somebody had mentioned about connecting to the youth.
Yes, sir. Reginald.
And I think that's definitely like a vital thing you guys should do, because the youth today, they listen to commercial radio and there's nothing intelligent, there's nothing educational about it. And I think a lot of youth right now, they're going to make, like, serious decisions for all of us later on. And I think it's important they gain some perspective away from a an unrealistic image of wealth and what they, you know, put on the media, the mass media channels. I think you guys should definitely connect to the youth, because you have a lot to offer.
Great.
To the youth, I've heard some amazing shows, and I've learned a lot, so... I think it'd be important.
That is great feedback. That's great to hear. We're going to cut you off just because we got to go to the next show, but I encourage you to stay involved and stay connected with us. Email us at board@kser.org. Visit us on our website, kser.org, and you're tuned to 90.7 FM KSER Everett. This has been your live Vision Quest program. Participate in person March 7th, Saturday, March 7th, and you can learn more about us and this program and how to get involved and how to communicate your vision for KSER on our website, kser.org. Thanks for listening. Uncle Pat is up next with A Good Time.